Good morning, everyone. Dustin Pate, and I'm back with another episode of The Morning Walk with Dustin. I'm hella excited to be back. I mean, of course I am. This is episode number 39, man. It's insane. So, like, I wanted to start today off with and just kind of let you guys know that nobody knows the next step. You know what I mean? Like nobody knows the next step. Like, how can I put this in the best perspective? You have to choose what your passion is, right? So what drives you? Because say you're busy as fuck, man. You got family, you got a job, you got all this shit going on, and you also want to start this fucking, you got this lotion, man. You love this lotion. And you're thinking of a way, like, how can I do it? But you only have from like 9 to 12, and from 9 to 12 you need to be like fucking diving into the content world of social media and figuring out everybody that even has ever spoke about this, you know, this type of a product or anything like that. Everybody that has the skin condition that this type of product, you know what I mean? Like, you need to be in every one of those topics. But you'll never have the drive to do that, worrying about what's my next step, and see what I mean? And nobody knows the next step. Like, people wonder, like, how do you just jump into this stuff, man? How do you just know what's next? I don't. I fucking don't. I just go with my passion. You see what I'm saying? And this is where it ends up leading me. You know, I had no idea I was going to do eBay automation. I just started doing fucking eBay. I liked it. Then I started teaching it. And then I started fucking doing eBay automation. It all walked into each other. You know what I mean? I never knew I was going to have my own line of CBD oil. But I've always been into that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I like the idea of it. Somebody ended up sending me money to do it. You know what I mean? I never even pitched them on the idea. They pitched me on sending me the money. I mean, come on, guys. Let's get it together. Like, stop wasting that time worried about, like, what is my step? What do I do? What's my next step? You don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody can tell you that. You can't pay nobody enough money to tell you what your next step is. You know what I mean? Nobody knows. You just have to go, man. And eventually it's going to fucking work. That's my promise to you. Yeah, man. That's all I did. That's how it works. You know, I've been like having like a tremendous amount of pressure on my mind about these subjects. Like yesterday, you know, I touched a heavy subject yesterday. If you didn't catch that episode, you need to definitely go back and listen to that one. Because, yeah, I really stuck it to you then. And I'm trying to come back, man, because I'm trying to come back with that same energy today. If you can feel my vibe today. And the reason is because this is important shit, man. This is literally the things that are fucking people up. Like, that's what I've been really trying to tap into. Like, what is it holding people back? You know what I mean? And there's so much of you are worrying about what's your next step. You know what I mean? You get to a point and you can't scale. You know what I'm saying? You can't go any further than this point because you're fucking worrying. You know what I'm saying? You're worrying about what to do next instead of just doing something. It's a lot more simpler than you guys are making it out to be. All you really have to do is just apply the pressure where your passion is. And if you put the pressure on your passion's gonna light the whole path up for you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're gonna have a huge fucking spotlight in front of you where to go. I mean, that's how it works, bro. And then everybody that's interested in this thing or whatever the fuck, you're gonna be everywhere they're at. So you're gonna have all the people that are interested. Like, I made a post yesterday. Like, if you have to beg people to do your thing, join your thing, buy your product, whatever the fuck, then you haven't found your thing, because you're not, you, if it was your thing, then you would be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm there. I don't have to wonder who's going to buy my CBD oil. I'm going to be there where they're already buying it. You know? I don't have to worry about who's going to do my eBay automation. I already know where there's thousands of people struggling to make their fucking eBay account work, and they would love it to work. They already have the passion for it. They just don't have the fucking know-how. I jump in there, boom, take over that. It's a lot easier than you guys are making it out to be, man. It's so much easier than you guys make it out to be. All you guys have to do is just, hey, brother.
You got an orange cap.
I do at the house.
I believe I'd wear it, buzz you.
That's why I waited until a little bit later today. I figured. I figured they most of them get to hunting.
It's pretty mature, but it's dangerous.
For sure. Thank you.
Be careful, man. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, brother. Everybody's always pressuring me down about these damn orange caps. Hell, if somebody shoots me in the middle of this damn road, that's their fault. Shit. I mean, hell, and I guess it's my time, man. That's another thing. I don't worry about the fucking orange cap all day. I just come out here and give you the podcast, even though I'm walking straight down the road that's in the middle of two hunting clubs on both sides of me, all the fucking way down, the whole way I'm going. I don't worry about that. I can't. You see what I'm saying? I can't sit here and worry about if I'm just going to get shot today. Oh my! I might not need to do my podcast today because you know what? It's hunting season, and man, I could get hit with a fucking stray bullet somehow. Man, fuck that! I ain't even heard nobody out here shooting. They just don't want me to walk, so they tell me that every time they come down because they own the house at the end of the street. You see what I'm saying? That's it, man. Don't fucking listen to the fucking people, man. Don't let them hold you the fuck back. You see how I just kept on walking past his ass? I said a little couple of nice things to him. I kept it moving. My energy was good. He couldn't argue with me. You see what I'm saying? That's all you do that. Do that in life. Do that in business. Do that with your family. Do that with the fucking, with everything you do. Give it all of you. You know what I'm saying? And watch shit start changing. Watch his start turning. You know what I'm saying? I'm wondering, whoa, what's up with him, man? What'd he get into? What done got under his skin? And you can just tell him, man, morning walk with Dustin, man. Episode number 39. Little fire under my ass. You know, that's what I can't wait to for the episode that gets you. I love it because most of you come to me and let me know, hey, man, you got me, bro. I'm working on this. I'm working on that. Boom, boom, boom. I love that shit. Keep them coming, man. I'm going to keep the punchlines coming. I'm going to keep hitting you where it hurts to try to spark that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm hitting you right where you're like, oh. You know what? You're goddamn right. I have been worried about my next step. But your next step's not what you need to fucking worry about. Worrying about your next step's holding you the fuck back. Seriously, man. You know? Hey, and those of you that haven't, man, please, please go look up the Facebook business page for the Morning Walk with Dustin as well. All you have to do is type in the Morning Walk with Dustin, and you'll see it pops up with the same graphic that's on the podcast that you're listening to now. It'll just be a white, you know, with the black and white logo. So go find us, man. Like the page and you can keep up with stuff. Like for the couple of days that we were absent, you would have knew, you know what I mean, what was going on and shit like that, because I wasn't able to do my podcast because the dog chewed my shit up and I was waiting on it to come in. It was like a day late. All this different shit happened. But we're back. We're coming in strong, man. We're finishing this week out heavy because I know that next week's your week, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got that in my mind. It's already programmed into my mind to know that, like, next week you're changing lives, Dustin, because of the last two podcasts that you've done. They left people no choice but to do better, you know what I'm saying? They had to listen to what you said. That was the realest shit you never wrote, you know what I mean? Good job. Jack finally just lifted his leg when he pissed. He usually, like, squats down like a little girl. Good job, Jax. That made me proud. But, yeah, man, Jax is leading the walk a lot better, too, man. I've been letting him go, and now he's showing me where he wants to go and shit. I like that. That's how I wanted it. You know, it's so much easier than him trying to cross me up and stay right by me and all that shit, because he was a little worried. He was scared of the leash. He didn't know, like, what it was going to do to him. He was limited. You know what I'm saying? Now he knows that he can go have a great walk and just pay this leash no attention and that it's not going to bother him. And he just goes and he just has a good fucking time the whole way. And it's like he's not even on a leash because he's let that leave his mind. You know what I'm saying? And we have to do that. I've been learning a lot from this dog, man. I'll be honest. It's been a, like I told y'all, I'm not a huge dog person. So the patience it takes, you know, with puppies and all this shit and new children and wives. I didn't grow up with any of that in my household. So all that's difficult and hard on me. I don't sit around and bitch and whine about it though. I do my fucking best, man. And you know, I get stressed out, but I'm learning, you know what I mean? And I just keep fucking going. I don't worry about my next step. I didn't worry about how I was gonna figure out how to fucking have a dog, two kids, a wife, fucking a whole extra baby's mom that didn't work out with my first child's mother. You know, I have all this shit going on, you know what I'm saying? And how do you weigh all that up with being an entrepreneur with like fucking 6 companies? You know what I mean? It's insane. But I don't ask myself how. I just go do it. Hell yeah, it's stressful. Fucking think I don't get stressed out? Think I don't have like fucking weight on my shoulders? Shit, I wanna cry sometimes. But it would be of joy. I love how much is on me. You know what I'm saying? I need this so much pressure. I live well under pressure. I love it. You know what I mean? Like comfort and just sitting, just knowing everything's safe and everything's... I don't want to do that. Fuck that. I want to get out here and get my own shit, man, and worry about it. You know, that's what I want. I want to have to figure it out. Because the game is fun to me. That's my passion. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm in the game. You know what I mean? That's why I don't have to worry about my next step. I just go. I don't have to worry about, oh, I don't know, man. I've always been in this kind of company. I don't know if I could just start off with that. Boom, fuck that. Give me the 10 bands. I'll start the CBD company today. Shit. What you mean? I'll figure out everything I need to know after you give me the money. What's up? What you want to do? But you got 100 grand you want me to do real estate for? You send that shit. Strike up a contract today. I bet you money I flip that shit and make you money because I love the game, bro. I love going in and figuring it out. This is what I do. That's why people don't mind giving me money because they know I'm going to do what they don't want to do. Same thing with eBay. They know it. Get out of the road, Jax. See, that's the only thing about him. He acts so dumb when a car comes. He just stands there like a deer. That's your only problem, bro. We got to get over that. He don't understand the cars will just fucking obliterate his ass because they're going so fast, but he's just a puppy. And he's the inside dog, so he don't beat like around cars and shit for real. The only ones he is ever around are the ones that do fly down this road, so I guess that will always just be up to me. Keep him out of the fucking road because he don't understand that. And see, that's the parts in life and business and everything else you go through that you're going to realize that as well. You know, okay, that's not for them. That's not for me. That's whatever. And you'll just keep moving on. And you won't worry that you missed that step. You'll just keep on going because it's your path. You love the game. You have to love the game, man, or you'll never get out here and do shit. And you can't be scared of shit either. That's a lot of people's problems, man. They're scared to do what the fuck it takes. Man, do whatever it takes to make it. I mean, I'm serious. You know, fuck. You don't have, you know what I mean? Say shit. I'll be honest with you, man. You don't got enough money, go get business license, all the shit you need to start your business. Hell with that shit. Just start your business. Make you a little bit of money with the business and then go get all that shit. I'm going to tell you the truth, I would. I mean, shit. You got to do it how you got to do it, man. Fucking get out here and make it happen. It's up to you, man. Ain't nobody holding it back from you. Ain't nobody, you know, keeping it from you. Ain't nobody got nothing over your head been like, hey, you can't do this unless I say so. Nobody did that to you, man. So don't do it to your fucking self either. You know, I hope this shit hits home with somebody today. Calm down, Jax, down. Trying to get too far ahead. But just stop worrying about your next step, please. Please stop doing that. I promise you, that is your problem. That's why you haven't even took the first step. Because you're worried about it. You're so worried that you're going to take the wrong first step and that it'll hold up the whole process that you never take a step, period. And that's why other companies that have failed 8, 6, 10 times are still doing better than you with whatever you're trying to do because you haven't started. You know, they had time to fail 6 times and figure it out before you started. Come on. Who can you blame that on, brother? I want you to be honest. Who can you blame it on? With all the knowledge you know, all the all the, you know, hours of education you put in, all the money you've spent on books and shit, you know, mastering what you do. I'm talking to the people that have, you know, have done this shit. I know it ain't everybody, but a lot of people here listening have done all this shit and still can't, you know, seem to make that first step. And that's, this is exactly why, bro. Because you're worried about your first step. Simple as that. Just go. Today, just fucking go. Don't even think about where you're going. Just start going. Get straight into it. Make a post about it. See who comes on the post. Start fucking going and reaching out to people about it. See who fucking is interested. See who's talking back. See what kind of a, see what kind of engagement you can spark up under the topic. You see what I'm saying? Fucking make a video about it. Let everybody know what's going on, what you're doing, how you're coming out. Do it. I promise you that'll lead you exactly to your next step. Because the first, you know, honestly, once you put it out there, now you know your next step. Because like I said, the people that are interested in whatever the fuck you got going on, by this time would have already been responding back to you, letting you know that. And now you're in the process of building relationships, partnerships, connections, you know? And then after that, now you're making money, bro. Seriously. So go get that started today, man. This is Dustin Pate. I'm signing out. I love each and every one of you. Share my podcast with your brother.